I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. On Queer Eye, he offers a wise word, and in the Bahamas, she knocked on Dorit's door and no one heard. It's Watch What Happens Live with Denise Richards and Karamo Brown now. I am your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a woman who's trying to keep up with her friend's issues and a man who's the reason you've used up all your tissues. Please welcome the Real Housewives from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's their newest edition, Denise Richards. Hi, Denise. Looking amazing and in a jumpsuit.
Yes, I wore it for you.
And while you wait for season 3 of Queer Eye to premiere, go get his book, Karamo, My Story of Embracing Purpose, Healing, and Hope, out today. It's Karamo Brown. Hey, Karamo. Good to see you. Welcome. And as the sexiest vet alive, he is constantly around animals in heat, so Real Housewives should be no problem. Say hi to our bartender, Dr. Evan. Hey, Dr. Evan. You're so handsome. Do any of the animals ever come on to you?
Wow. Not that I know of.
No?
No. Yeah. I'm okay. Oblivious to that stuff. So.
Ugh, they're nuts. LVP has been taking a ton of heat over the dog situation. No one seems to be enjoying this more than Lisa, own it, baby, Rinna. Watch her tonight.
You've had some stuff with Dorit, and so have you. And they gave you that piece of information because she doesn't want to take responsibility for it.
Lisa, he's your employee. This wouldn't get out there if you didn't want it out there.
If I were you, I would be very upset that Vanderpump had this and made this and created it to happen. It's f***ing bullshit.
You should just get strong and say f*** off.
Go away, f***ers.
Okay. Don't fall and break your neck.
All right. Meanwhile, I love it that you're like, for this conversation, you're like, I don't know.
I really didn't.
Yes.
I didn't start to know until watching it, actually, the whole story.
Well, Denise, we're so excited that you're a housewife, and it seems like it was always meant to be. Not only did you spoof the Countess on 30 Rock, I also wished your wifedom into reality back in 2012.
If Denise were to be a Real Housewives cast member, which cast would it be and why?
I mean, I think Beverly Hills, because it's the closest to my house.
Yes, exactly. Well, you would be Beverly Hills. And maybe we can make that happen.
I wish. That'd be great.
My God. That was our Hurricane Sandy set when we got flooded out of the studio.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
Thank
I'm so
you,
glad.
Too. Yes,
thank I'm you. So glad. You fit perfectly. It's fun to watch you. I loved watching your wedding, which happens in a few weeks. And Aaron is now like maybe hottest house husband.
Ooh.
As a matter of fact, we're going to do that poll in Act Two. We need to find out how you feel. Karamo, in your memoir, this was so interesting. You spoke about how you debated a homophobic pastor whose ex-wife later became a real housewife, Potomac's Gisele Bryant.
What
was your reaction when you then saw Gisele spilling his tea on the show?
I was like, oh, everything I felt, I knew was true. Like,
wow.
You can see shade and like crazy and like clowns from a distance. And I'm the type of person, I don't need to go to the circus.
Wow, yeah. Denise and Karamo came for your questions. Before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, if you thought you were gonna get a little Lucy apple juice cleanse this week on Beverly Hills, you thought wrong because the dog drama continued. Take a look.
I did not tell my employees to tell you. I wanted to shut it down and I absolutely stand by that.
Didn't Lisa want you to tell me?
Who?
Yes. Beth. Get your story straight.
Is it true, Lisa?
No, that is not true.
Who am I supposed to believe at this point?
I'm not going to sugarcoat it because I'm not a f***ing fake.
I believe everything you have said.
I'm going by, guys.
The truth is that she set it up.
And I have proof. I did nothing wrong. Never once have I told a lie.
I went to Blizzard and I got him to print out all of her texts. She says, have the dog there. And I can say it looks like Dorit's dog. He's a f***ing liar.
I can't believe this.
Okay, first poll of the night. Go to WWHL.tv to tell us, who do you believe, LVP or Teddy? It is a mystery that keeps unraveling or unspooling. What's your reaction?
You know I have opinions because I love this show. Yeah. I am 100 Team Teddy. LVP never, right? Come on, Teddy.
Wow.
LVP never backs down from a fight. And she got up from that table. It was a clear sign that she is harboring some type of guilty feelings about what she's trying to manipulate.
Oh,
I see it 1,000 miles away.
Wow. All right, the audience is a 65% LVP. All right. Second, did you know that before Karamo was on Queer Eye, he was a psychotherapist? Well, Karamo, it's time for some pro bono work as I ask you to unpack all the juiciest Housewives and Bravo drama. Whose side are you on regarding the condolence drama between LVP and Erica?
Erica.
How do you feel about Teddy finding her voice this season?
I love it. I just love that. I don't even know what the rest of the question is, but I just love that Teddy is standing up for herself, being confident. More women need to follow that lead.
Who do you predict will be the first lady to piss off Denise this season and inspire her first housewife fight?
Lisa Rinna. She is messy and she's way too close to you. Watch out.
What do you think on Atlanta of NeNe coming for Marlo and then completely breaking down to all the women about Greg?
I think Marlo should have been more sensitive to her friend. Like, her friend was clearly reaching out and saying, I'm hurting right now, but she could not hear that because she was in her own ego.
What do you make of NeNe freaking out when the cameraman went in her closet?
I think, again, you don't mess with my closet, but also it's NeNe's letting you know she's hurting right now, and so we have to be careful with people who are in trauma.
Will you think this reconciliation between Candy and Portia will last?
Definitely not, because Portia has yet to get true rehabilitation for her anger issues.
Thoughts on new housewife Shamari, and what do you think of her getting hammered and throwing up on Eva?
First of all, she ever calls herself Beyonce and Jay-Z ever again, I'm going to throw up on her. Okay. That's the first thing. And secondly, don't throw up on my Eva the Diva.
Have you been following all the Luann drama outside of the show? Is her cabaret show a risk to her sobriety?
I don't think so. I think she has a great group of people around her, and I think she's been really clear about what she wants to accomplish with her sobriety. I have faith in her.
Thank you very much, Karamo. Wow. That was good. Now that we've established that Karamo should be Bravo's new in-house life coach, let's see how well-equipped Denise is for her newest role, Real Housewife. I'm going to ask about things housewives are known to do. Karamo, guess if Denise has ever done said thing,
okay.
And Denise will reveal. Okay, Karamo, do you think Denise has ever tossed a drink in anyone's face?
No, she's too classy.
I have not.
Okay, do you think Denise has ever competed with a friend for the same guy?
I do, and I think she's won.
I have not, actually.
Really?
Oh, wow.
You'll win.
Okay. Karamo, do you think Denise has ever thrown a fit about not getting the best room on a girl's trip?
I don't think so.
No.
Yep. Okay, do you think Denise has ever had to tell a friend that her man was cheating on her?
I do think you have.
Never.
Wow.
Really?
You don't get in the middle of a relationship.
I agree. Oh, my God.
Denise has ever fallen into a bush?
Haven't we all?
Probably.
Probably. Okay, good. Do you think Denise has ever had to kick someone out of her party?
Yes, I hope so.
Oh, yes, I have.
Good Thank job. You very much. All right. Denise has some housewives traits. Finally, next week on Beverly Hills, LVP shows Kyle and Dorit the text that proved Teddy is being as fake as the name John Blizzard sounds. Here's what. Take a look at this sneak peek.
Ken went to Blizzard, and then he said, I want you to print out all your texts to Teddy.
God.
She says, have the dog there, and I can say it looks like Dorit's dog.
I can see what you're saying, but I think that it's not fair to put that on her when she wasn't alone in the situation.
That's absolute bullshit. I've never spoken to John Blizzard.
How did you know that Teddy knew?
I didn't know at the time Teddy knew.
But Teddy has specifically said that John Blizzard was given an order.
Why are you believing Teddy over me?
Okay. Mystery, mystery. Claire Bell Gator wants to know, Denise, what is the most surprising thing about being a housewife so far?
I would say I was surprised that it is actually not scripted at all. It's real.
Right.
Real reality.
Right.
But the thing that was one thing for me to get used to was we're not a very discreet group. So going into restaurants, the other people there are real people eating food.
Yes.
Yes.
That's funny. Lucy K wants to know, Karamo, which housewife do you think most needs a makeover from the Fab Five?
Ooh, from what franchise? Anything. One of them? I would say right now, Shamari.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I think she's a great singer. I loved her when Boom Like a Ada. But the makeover, I've seen it. She could use some.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV to vote in our next poll. Who is the hottest Beverly Hills house husband now? Aaron, Edwin, Harry, Ken, Mauricio, PK, or Tom? This is very interesting. Wow, check out Aaron scores.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's between he and Mauricio.
Wow.
It's really going back and forth. This is very exciting. Keep that up. Keep the voting open because Mauricio has been running. Okay, it's still Mauricio,
All right. Like. Well, Aaron's okay. All right.
That's
got to move up there.
By the way, give it up to Ken for 15% also. All right, good poll. Let's go to, oh, by the way, Rinna tweeted, as always, Denise Richards, you look so gorge. Deandra Simmons said, Denise Richards is such a breath of fresh air and a beauty. She loves you on the show. Denise Melanie I wants to know if you would ever invite Erica into the bedroom with your husband.
Ooh, maybe.
Hannah W. texted, the poll is, wait, Aaron, now it's tied, everybody. Oh, my God, this is unheard of. Oh, my God. Very exciting. I'm going to call
close.
This a tie. Karamo, Hannah W. says, be honest, which of the Fab Five were you most attracted to you when you all met?
JVN.
JVN.
I did. I thought he was sexy. Yeah. Yeah,
Elizabeth from North Carolina, what's your question?
Hey, Andy Cohen, Daddy Hood looks good on you, darling.
Thanks, baby.
I love the purple. Miss Richards, I want to ask you a totally embarrassing question.
Oh, wonderful.
But since you're on the show, since you chose to be on the show, you should know it should be an embarrassing question. Have you ever had a threesome with Charlie Sheen and another woman, and was it a celebrity?
No, I have not. Charlie's not into threesomes. He said someone's always left out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's why he just does, like, sixsomes.
Exactly.
Or something?
That okay. way no one's left out. Yeah.
Let's go to Danelle from Los Angeles. Hey, Danelle, what's your question?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yes, hello. This is Danelle from Los Angeles. I just want to say congratulations with your baby boy.
Thank you.
Really quick. And my question is for Karamo. Are the rumors true that Harry Styles might be on Queer Eye?
No, the rumors aren't true. I just hung out with him in Japan. That was it. There was no, he's not going to be on the show, though I would love to have him on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
he can.
Yeah.
Let's go to Anne from North Carolina. Hey, Anne, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Denise. Denise, which one of your celebrity friends was most excited for you to join the cast of The Housewives?
Well, Lisa Rinna, because I've been friends with her for over
20
years.
No, but outside of the show.
Outside of the show. Yeah. Oh, well, Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah.
I walked into a restaurant with him and Aaron. He and Rebecca were there, and he jumped up. He's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, he actually broke the news.
I know.
Yes, he actually announced
it
before we did.
Trouble.
Kristen Kay said, Denise, do you think it was shady of Erica to take a picture of her condolence note to LVP as proof? She knew it was going to come up.
No, because I don't. Because one of the advices that Lisa Rinna gave me was to take notes after each episode, which I have not done, for the reunion.
Right.
And I guess now I learned it's called receipts. But
you need more gay friends. We're here for you.
Okay. I actually have a lot of them. Okay. I love all of you. No, I don't think. I think it's good she did.
Brandy Glanville's at wanting to know, Denise, who do you think out of all the gals has your back the most?
All of them so far. I actually got along with all the women, but I would have to say Lisa Rinna because of our history. I've known her for over 20 years.
Okay. Karamo feels that he's not.
I know. Why do you say that?
I love Lisa. I love Lisa, but I think for the context of the show, I would tell you to watch your back and also to create new boundaries for your friendship. I think the person who's going to take care of you is Teddy because she's new. She understands what it is to be attacked, and she's going to want to make sure that you don't have to go through the things she went through.
Wow.
Thank you for the advice.
Yes.
Interesting.
I'm telling you, yeah.
Interesting. Denise, Mark Addison Jr. wants to know, who's better in the bedroom, Charlie or your new husband?
My new husband. Very much so.
Right. And I believe you reveal next week or the week after that he is heavily well endowed.
Yeah, he is very well endowed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
Part of why I married him.
It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Kylie Jenner, who is officially the world's youngest ever self-made billionaire, which is super impressive for a young woman who started with nothing but a hit TV series, several million dollars in the bank, and the world's most famous and talented momager. She really proved that if you can dream it, you can do it. Tonight's Shackle goes to the news that Goldman Sachs sent an internal email around today letting employees know that they can dress more casually. Well, I don't know if she has a background in finance, but I do know one person who is always down to dress casually.
There she is.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you guys look so pretty.
Oh, my God, those shorts.
I was just not expecting everyone to be so fancy.
I love that.
Well, you know I call myself the Beverly Hillbilly.
Yes, the Beverly Hillbilly. I want to thank Denise Karamo and Dr. Hey, everybody. It's the After Show with Denise Richards and Karamo Brown. Karamo's new book is called Karamo, My Story of Embracing Purpose, Healing, and Hope. It is out today. Dr. Evan is behind the bar. He's the sexiest vet alive. I mean, with all due, says who?
Well, me.
People Magazine, I guess.
I'll second that.
Okay.
No, I'm just curious. You. Like, how did you get that title?
And that's what they call me in People Magazine.
Oh, well, there you go. All right. Okay, well, I'll take it. Evan Goes Wild airs on Animal Planet Sundays at 9. I just want to report that my son is swaddled and sleeping very soundly right now. See that? You can parent
while you're at work.
It's true.
Oh, my God. I gotta go. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Julia from Texas. Hey, Julia. I've heard of Texas.
Hi, Andy. I'm Julia from Houston. My mom, Beverly, and I absolutely adore you.
Hey, Bev.
My question is for Karamo. Does Tan critique your outfit?
No, I dress better than him. Listen, nobody's doing French tucks every single day. Like, it's cute for the show, but no, he doesn't critique my outfits.
Let's go to Carolyn from Florida. Hey, Carolyn.
Hi, my question is for Denise. And I was just wondering, Denise, what your reaction was to Charlie Sheen's positive comments about you doing The Real Housewives.
Anytime there's anything positive, I'll take
it. Yes. Do you think he's watched you on the show?
Probably.
Nice. Let's go to Terry from Texas. Hey, Terry, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Denise.
Hi.
My question is for Karamo.
Okay. Yes.
First, I want to say, Rattlers do it better.
Woo! Rattlers strike? That's my alma mater.
What's Bam a rattler?
Florida A&M University is where I graduated.
What is a rattler?
It's a snake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Strike, oh, a rattler.
Strike. Yeah, rattler. Rattler. Strike, okay. strike again.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah.
That's cute.
What was your question? I'm sorry. I totally went in.
You have to fill him in. I get it. I totally.
Yes, yes.
No, he just did.
Yes. So my question is, Karamo, how much of a pay raise did you get from season 2 to season 3?
Ooh! Gentlemen don't talk about their money,
no
but I
way.
Tell you, he's coinsy now. Okay?
Yeah, I know. I mean, Netflix is just...
Yeah.
I mean, they just spend and spend and spend.
Yes. I'm very, very thankful. I was doing well before in my life, but things have truly, truly upgraded a lot.
Speaking of...
Yeah.
I want to ask Dr. Evan, what's the most common problem that comes to you animal-wise?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, I see a lot of allergies. That's one of the most common things I see out
like
here.
Like dog allergies?
Yeah, super common.
Wow.
Super, super common. It's usually environmental allergies, but it could be food or flea related too, but environmental allergies.
What, like are dogs sneezing?
Licking right. their paws?
Yeah, no, exactly. That's the most
oh,
common.
Oh, if they lick
so
their paws, then that means
in
they
the
have
skin
allergies?
Or sometimes the ears, but people, you know, they bring their dogs and like, I think my dog's just really bored, and he's just trying to get attention, and he's licking his arms and paws. I'm like, no, he's itchy, his allergies.
Oh,
we
wow.
need to discuss this. So that's a super common problem, actually.
Do you like to get your paws licked, Dr. Evan?
Wow.
All right, let's go to Ben from Texas. Wait, Dr. Evan, were you a bar mitzvah?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Let's go to Ben from Texas. Hey, Ben, what's your question?
Hey, yes, my question is for Denise Richards, and first, I must say, Andy, thank you so much for sharing baby Benjamin with us. We are all so happy for you. I'm really, really excited, and thank you. And my question
thank
for
you.
Denise Richards is, do you feel that you'll be getting a glam squad to start following you around like...
That's a great question.
No. I'm who I am, like it or not.
Yes. I love you.
Karamo, Bobby Hank said, how can Karamo tell Andy we need to be sensitive to Nene when she's hurting, but so hard on Vanderpump when she's grieving her brother?
Well, first of all, Vanderpump has never revealed that she had a close relationship with her brother, so that's new information to most of us. Also, I don't see the traits of her brother's relationship really affecting this manipulative behavior that she's exhibiting right now. She's exhibited manipulative behavior prior seasons when her brother was still alive. So we can't correlate the fact that she's grieving with the fact that she's really at a space right now where she's just being manipulative.
So, and you are, did you get a degree in psychology?
Yeah.
Wow.
So like, I'm watching it. Like, I'm,
no,
I'm looking
I know,
at
I
it.
Love
yeah.
it. Well, because what I love about The Housewives is, I love sociology. I love human behavior.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the reasons why the show is so successful, because it's fascinating to see how friends and mm-hmm. families relate to each other.
Agreed. That's why I'm obsessed with it. Like, all of my friends who work in this business love The Housewives because you actually see human behavior, you see relationships evolving, and you actually can really truly see how humans can really interact when they're grieving, when they're hurting, when they're happy, when they're sad. And I just think it's exceptional.
Yeah.
You do such a great job. Yeah.
Doing the Lord's work. I want to thank Denise and Karamo and Dr. Evan for working on MarvelTV.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.